When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them, because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. This Friday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, weather. 47 down on the island this morning. Warmed up a little bit here in just the last hour or so. So today we're looking at a mix of clouds and sun during the morning. They'll give way to cloudy skies this afternoon, with a high of 63, and south-southeast winds will be 10 to 20. And for tonight, overcast, low of 59. Looks like southwest winds ahead of that front, 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies early. They'll be followed by partial clearing in the afternoon with a high of 62, and those winds will be shifting over to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So things are looking up until the next one hits. Might have a little bit of winter precipitation next week. We'll see. All right, looking at tides for today. We have a low coming up. Well, it already has occurred at midnight, 12:17 a.m. The high is just fixing to happen at the Galveston Channel at 4:12 a.m. It's an 0.7 with a low at noon, 12:13 p.m., a negative 0.3, and then a high at 8:08 p.m. It's an 0.8. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset, 5:45 p.m. Moon phase, 91%. We're on the backside of that full moon. Current conditions right now looks like offshore it's southeast 7 to 9 miles an hour. Air temperature 58, water temp 59. That came up a degree yesterday. And the Galveston Channel showing 49 degrees with 54 degree water. Eagle Point, 47 degrees with 51 degree water. Morgan's Point, 47 with 52 degree water. Winds are real calm in the bay, southeast at 2. So, nice morning. Very nice. All right, that should do it. Let's go over to the Tri-Bay area now and check in with the old hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to this morning. Glenn, good morning. What's happening?
Not too much. Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I couldn't be better, buddy. Thanks for asking.
Man, you got a really light winds down here this morning.
Yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, 3 to 5, east-southeast right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked out. It's really calm, but cool. It's a damp, you know, just the moisture that's in the air right now. Yeah,
dew point came up last night.
Boy. And down here at the beach, it just seems to go right through you.
Well, if you got east in the wind, it's going to rip you in half, man. There's nothing worse than the east wind on the beach when it's cold. Mm-hmm. Just cut you.
That's the way it's been all week. One, you know, just trying to find some chores to do to keep from being bored. It got dry enough on I don't know what day it was. I think it was Tuesday, but finally I had enough of it, and I was bored to death. So instead of loading my lawnmower up in my truck and driving it down to my property on the highway, the commercial property, I just rode the lawnmower. I waved to all the neighbors, and here goes Hammer down the highway on his riding lawnmower.
Get a ticket.
That shows you how bored I've been, man. I've been trying to find chores to do, but you just can't do it. You can't do it. It's so wet down here. I dumped 5 inches of rain from last week out of my rain gauge, and I think we got a little bit more than that. I think we were probably close to 6 inches all in all.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just kind of rambling on this morning, Captain Mickey. I haven't been out fishing. I'm going this morning with my buddy coming in from Sugar Land, and he's going to be here at 7 o'clock, and we're going to go just kind of throw at them and see what we can do, see if we can get them stirred up. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm not sure what the water temperature is. I haven't been out there in a few days, but we'll get some soft plastics on and different colors and see what we can do. Let's see. We went down to the beach yesterday, walked a dog, my wife and I, and really calm. Not a car in sight, you know, just not the weather for people to be at the beach, but. And then the tide was out so far that it actually looked like we had a beach, you know. It's super, super low tide, and we gained some beach until the tide comes in, and then it goes away. So, anyway, let's see. Oyster boats are moving through. We got look over behind the house in the Intercoastal Canal, and we've had several fleets of oyster boats. They're moving their fleet from one bay to the next, and that's about all I've seen as far as water activity and people out on the bay. Normally I'll see a boat or two that comes through the bay behind my house, but I'm not even seeing that. It's just not too many people out, and I can't blame them. Anyway,
it's a little slow this time of year.
It is. Got some football to watch this weekend, and I'm excited for the Texans. And it's been up and down season for them, but I think, you know, for as young as the team is, and I think they're doing all right.
Yeah, we'll know more tomorrow.
We will.
Big game, second round of the playoffs.
Of all the people that have to play, too, man.
Yeah. Hey, give me the best first.
Get it over.
I'd rather have them than the Ravens. I don't want to play the Ravens.
Somebody's gonna
have to.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
Buffalo take care of that for us.
I'm sorry, do I now?
I said, we'll let Buffalo take care of that for us, the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
If they can.
Yeah, that was a heck of a weekend of ball last weekend, the football.
The games were fairly good except for the Monday night one, you know, that playoff game. That thing was over.
Well, we winterized. We started yesterday moving all the plants in, and I got them a place underneath the cabin. In a little cubby hole, put up a tarpaulin and got them a little heat lamp in there and put all my plants in there. And it just, the cold down here along the coast You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit different than anywhere else, I believe. Cold is cold, but it just seems to be a little colder down here for some reason or another. But that's what we did. We spent the day yesterday and the day before just picking up and putting up. I went and got some foam board, and I got a couple of places underneath the beach cabin that needed insulated, if you will, because of one storm after another, and it blows stuff down. But anyway, went and got that, and we'll put all that up today and try to windproof it and see if we can get this little old house as warm as we can get it. Because when you're up on stilts, if there's a crack or a crevice, that wind's going to get through there.
Yeah, it'll find its way in the old beach houses, man.
I know. I used to be able to feel this old house rock every time the wind blew, but we built a patio all the way around it, and boy, did it secure it. You can't even hardly feel it ever. I never feel it move anymore just by adding that on. But no, the bait camps are holding bait, Captain Mickey. If you was a live bait fisherman and you're looking for some live shrimp, I've seen several. Well, there's one or two that have closed down probably for the winter, or either they're going to some real late hours. But you could still find some live shrimp down here, two or three different bait camps, and if you're using live bait this time of year, I've seen the mullet flags out and finger mullet and mud minnows and the shrimp flags, but. That's what they got. And then the black
there ought to be plenty to go around with as light as fishing pressure is. There ought to be plenty for everybody.
Right. It's not very, the traffic's thin down here. Man, I'm, like I said, there's just, I wish I had a report. I did, my nephew called me last weekend. They went out on one of the rainiest days in the week. And they went out in it and waited. And they got two fish, and that was about the only bites that they got. And they were throwing corkies and fat boys and or whatever, just soft plastics. And that's what they did, and that was over in West Galveston Bay. But let's see. Man, help me out there, Captain Mickey. What you got going on? You got any fishing going on? Any stories?
Man, I haven't been. You know, my 3-day window. I haven't had much luck lately, and it looks like this week's gonna be the same for me. I'm not gonna be able to get out. I mean, I could, but I'm not that mad at him, Glenn. I don't go out there and freeze catch a handful of pencils.
Right.
Or what everybody calls good fish now. You know, slots. Yeah. Good ones. Well, that's everybody has their own opinion of size and glory.
Well, I think from the last time I've been out in this past summer, of all the dinks that we caught, if we don't have a major freeze, knock on wood, we have a heck of a fish population. It's just a lot of juveniles, a lot of little bitty fish.
Yeah, you know, and all these fish are living in the same places, you know.
They
year
are.
After
they
year.
Do.
And
that's exactly right. They live in there. They got these little places, and our fish are resident fish. And I can go up to a reef, and if I don't catch a fish in 15 minutes, I can move. I'll come back there another hour, hour and a half, come back to the same spot and catch fish. You know, it's just like they're not here right now. And you can pull up, and you know that right off the bat. Anyway, we're very fortunate to have the fish population that we got. No problem with it.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go. There's a lot of dead areas that normally are big-time fish haunts, and it's going to take time. Time and
our rivers, we're still getting some certain amount of fresh water coming down through the Brazos River and San Bernard and all that stuff. We're still getting fresh water coming down from the rains that we've been getting. You know, just because it didn't rain much here doesn't mean it didn't rain, 20, 30 miles inland. They get a little bit more of it or whatever, and we get all the runoff to it. But, That's shoot, man.
Pretty much it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
It's January. It's that time of year, man. Fishing.
It is.
Kind of in that in between right now.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to go out and throw at them today, and I promise you a good report, man. Whether we catch them or not, I'm going to have a little bit
there
more
going
to talk
fishing,
about.
That's all that matters. Got getting out there.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you find them, they ought to be piled up wherever you find them at.
Well, we're gonna go look for them this morning, buddy. And
a little warming trend, a little barometric pressure drop. Hey, you may stumble into them.
That's what I was hoping for. Is, you know, we did that last week and it didn't work out, you know, at all, because we hit them right before that front or the day before, and it just they had already done their thing and they wouldn't even feeding. And hopefully they're eating today, and we're gonna throw at them hard as we can, buddy.
All right, man. Well, good luck to you. If somebody wants to call you about doing some fishing, Glenn, give them a number, buddy.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. Everybody have a great weekend, buddy, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Glenn. See you, man. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Take care. All right, that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. Well, I need to take a moment to talk about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for all your grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. They're real easy to find. They're right in downtown Belleville. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. Look for the big white sign and check out their smoked sausage samples. They have those available daily in the store, and you can try it before you buy it. With a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and added to their menu is pecan smoked pulled pork and homemade hot dogs. And bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage, all the products they turn out. And, you know, if you're still deer hunting or got some meat in the freezer or whatever, their processing facility runs year-round. They never close. And talk about great service. Great everything. I mean, their processing, their smoked sausage, all the products they turn out at the Belleville are excellent. So try their new sausage, get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs. Your family will love it. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 419 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir and check in with our good friend Bob Green, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Well, good morning. Yeah, there's not just a whole lot up this morning.
Not a whole lot up.
not a whole lot. It's been a... Yeah, I've just got a couple of reports. Even then, that'd be water temp... And deep fish. I mean, it's I've only heard a couple people talking about anything that was shallow. So, but when it gets to 58 degrees, you know, that's pretty chilly for them. And also asked about if there's any fish, you know, who I've been talking to. It's just been a long week. We've been to Conroe twice this week and had an aunt that was on hospice, and she passed away yesterday morning.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, I'll tell you, that's sometimes you just hope they go ahead and go real peaceful instead of the way you see them sometimes.
Well, that's what hospice anyway, is for. They do a good job.
Yeah, there was a... it had been years since I was... Well, let's see. Going over to this place, it was... down on Stowaway Marina was down there, and also Loch Ness Marina was down there. It was a small place. It was assisted living with hospice is what it amounted to.
Yeah,
real nice people. But anyway, I had never been down. Probably 45 years ago, maybe longer.
Right,
since I had put a boat into either of those ramps there. And it all looked the same, but driving into it on Shepherd Hill Road and the road access they have, I remember you used to have to go down the opposite side of the freeway to get down to those marinas, but a lot of things have changed.
Yeah, they have. You know, a lot.
But it's the first time I'd been in that area in a long time. But anyway. Oh, and then yesterday morning, the dog was getting walked out by the goat pasture in between the pine trees and walking along there, and all of a sudden they sink up to about almost 6 inches. And what it was is there's pine needles all over the ground, probably about 6-7 inches deep. So there's a little leak out there. Of course, yeah, it's perfect timing, you know, just ahead of the freezes.
Well, sure.
Coming, so I had a pipe, and there's not any place else where those pipes are down about 12 inches or so, except in that one. By the time you had 6 inches of pine needles, another 12 inches. And
what a mess.
I tell you, shovels and that old tar-like ground that was out there, every time you stick a shovel in it, then you'd have to beat the shovel on the fence post to get the sticky, tarry mess off of it.
I'm telling you, it's digging in gumbo.
Oh, well, and that's exactly what it was. So, anyway, that's today and tomorrow ahead of this freeze, try to get that put in, because, you know, this the worst time in the world to try to call for a plumbing company, knowing what's coming. You know, they're busy.
Well, they're getting ready. They better be stocking up.
That's the first thing I need to do this morning, go get some couplings and stuff and at least get it done if they can't get out to do it, because I just pretty much gave up on it and just kind of covered it up. I put a bunch of feed sacks on top of it, covered it up with a couple of 2x12s, and I'm going to run water dripping anyway, so I'm not worried about it. Other than it must just be a small leak and just seeping, because, gosh, you know, those pine needles are sitting there soaking up most of it. I mean, if that little dog hadn't decided to take its morning walk where it never does go, I still wouldn't know about it. So anyway, I'd rather found out about it on a nice sunny day and up to about 75 degrees.
Yeah, at least it's nice right now. That'd be a nasty job when it's 30 degrees.
Oh, gosh. Anyway. And then of course I've got to go, since I can't talk much about fishing, I'll just tell you how the week went. I've got my goats, are the last two I've got are about 14 years old, and I'm told the goats only last about 12 years, you know. But anyway, I had one laying down. I'm thinking, oh my god, here I got to put this personal pet goat down. And finally, I got her up, and she was laying down, got her up. And that was 2 days ago, and she's still just moving around. I guess she just needed to take a nap, you know, out in the middle of the pasture and not want to get up. So
it's
still kicking. So that's how this week went.
I got you.
But anyway, I'm going to try to put out some. I know it's not going to be this coming week, not until the weekend. Going to try to put some brush out. We got a bunch of Christmas trees stored up, and they can get out there and drop some of them off. And,
right.
You know, see, I usually don't use Christmas trees, but I know they work. But I normally like to try to put some kind of willow limbs or something out like that out on the spot, because seem like every time we've put willows or something like that out, seem like the fish or the bait fish come to it quicker.
So, what, the willows?
And, yeah, like an old willow tree.
Yeah, that's what.
Or something like that.
A lot of willows, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of times foliage, you know, those leaves on them, I don't know.
Yeah. So, and it's easy to work, even Carolina rig through it or Texas rig or something like that. But seemed like Christmas tree, seeing how they're more of a brittle type limb or something like that, it seemed like hang up on them just a little bit more, but that's okay. And then somebody told me, and I'll ask you about this. yopine bushes. I've never used anything like that, but gosh, I've got a ton of them out around the base of around the base of a bunch of oak trees, and I really need to clear out anyway. And was thinking about trying that. So
I don't know anybody that's used them. I know they use a lot of back in the day, a lot of Christmas tree stuff, but willows, if you can find them, are good. And I don't know. It's structure. I mean, hey, whatever you can to sink.
Well, gosh, I'm sorry.
Bob Jr. and them were going to sink all those bowling balls. Remember that story?
Oh, no, vaguely. What was the
deal?
They
were using them for anchors, you know, on making crappie beds and all that, and they threw those balls out there, and they floated.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't sink.
Oh, gosh, and then you got to get them. You'd be the first one to hit one of them floating if you left them out there.
Well, he got a bunch of them for free at Bowling Alley or something he was affiliated with. You know, we're redoing their lane balls, you know, that they rent out, and they were taking all the old ones out. And
it was a good idea,
they won't sink.
I had no idea. I mean, I would have thought
on the air about 30 years ago or whenever it was, talking about it. It was hilarious. They thought they were going to do something big.
Oh, well, I guess the next time they have to get those non-floating ones.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, they're not hollow in the middle, are they?
No, not really.
The bowling ball was solid.
Yeah, but they wouldn't sink.
I have to remember that.
They float, because I know a guy that threw his bowling bag with two bowling balls off the bridge. He said he'd never bowl again when he left Bowling Alley that night, and he threw them in Goose Creek, and they floated up on the bank. The next day he went and got them. He was bowling the next week.
Yeah, something was telling him he would enjoy it.
The same way. Hundreds of golfers, and I'm giving it up. I'm never hitting a ball again. And then 3 days later, you see him out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to get out something you enjoy.
He's going to quit fishing. If you notice that, I'm done. I've had enough of this. I just can't catch him anymore.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll think that, and then I'll look out the boat. I say, it's still in good shape.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's when you know you're getting old, when your boat's in better shape than you are.
Yeah, excuse me. Still fighting them stupid coughs. Yeah, like I say, I've had it so long now, I'm just decided to keep it.
Right.
But, well, at least I know I don't have COVID or anything. It's just that stupid cough that won't go away.
Yeah,
and so half of everybody I've talked to, there's their little hacking going on somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's all. But, I need to. I don't think I'm going to be getting on the water. Got to get this straightened
next
up
week,
here first.
Yeah. Well, next week, that's going to be a cold stretch, bud. These temperatures are all over the place. One forecast says this, another news source says this, so it's going to be cold. That's, you know, everybody needs to prepare for it, and it's January, and hey, we'll live to fish another day.
Oh, heck, and week after next, and I'll be 80 degrees. Who knows?
That's true. That's so true.
I'm just glad I'm not in California. That's terrible, and I'm glad I'm not up there, you know, where it's snowing 6 feet. But I heard them say something about snow. Was it Monday? I think it Monday night.
Yeah, our chances here, you know, are going to be there Tuesday.
Yeah. This is normally the time of year it pushes these fish deep, and they start, you know, moving around, kind of thinking about, what's my closest route to the bed?
Right.
I know January, a lot of times we'll get out there in, you know, 25 foot of water and find them just stacked somewhere and just kind of work them over. Yeah, I mean, that's all I've heard is deep, deep, deep. And that's, to me, that's about right. And even then, you're lucky if you'll find it where you've got a bunch of fish in one spot that just kind of laying up. But you know, a lot of the time, those are hard to find. But if you do, you can have a great day on them. Or maybe just an hour and a half or 2 hours of it, but
right.
It's and the fish that, and I asked one of the guys, said, okay, when that fish came out of 20 something foot of water, did you check that little orifice back there and said a gonadal orifice? See, I remembered it at that time, and see if it was pushing, trying to push any egg, you know, coming from that deep. And they said, no, I didn't really see any signs of anything. It's a little odd. We'll see. We'll start catching. Yeah, we'll start seeing. You know, we'll start seeing those fish with some black spots on them again. You know, all through, probably all the way into May. You know, and then they'll start going away again until next year.
Yeah, that's kind of a hormone thing that causes those blemishes like that.
That's what one of those guys told me one time, that they were. Changes in their bodies and stuff like that, because you only see it starting around January, February.
Season. That's when you see
during
it.
Spawning season. What somebody called in and corrected us on the show one morning when we was talking about it and said that was, you know, that was where they were laying up against pine tar, the old pine trees down there, laying up against them pine knots and stuff. I said, oh, well.
I don't believe so.
No, I don't either. So, go back to bed. One of those deals.
Yeah.
But
everybody has their own opinions, I guess.
Yep. God damn it. Well, stupid cough. It sounds like a deer whistling every time I cough. That sound you don't want to hear while you're sitting there hunting. You know,
yep.
Noise. Yeah, well, have you got your meat processed yet?
Well, waiting on it. It's waiting for new product.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, them deer turned on after I left. Man, I tell you, it's they've had a heck of a season the last couple of weeks. Man, it's been good down there.
Well, I'm still seeing a few bucks on the cameras, but you know, the does are back on their regular routine. But I don't know. I did see a good another 8-point on the camera, but he wasn't messing with does or anything like that. So he was just feeding up, I guess, now eating corn and stuff. So they're probably tired from the season they had.
Because
the ones I saw had the nose to the ground cooking them. So they probably need some rest. But anyway.
All right, Bob.
I hope you
get rid of your old cough. Get healed.
Oh, me too.
That water leak, that's never fun. That's a
nightmare. Oh, I know it. Oh, well. The first thing that happened, I lost both my shoes in it, and I didn't put any socks on yesterday morning. Oh, so it just turned into a calamity. So, anyway. But, anyway, I'll get better reports. But the number is 281-460-9200, FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Bob. You too, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, man. All right. That's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Well, AnglerU, they're committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. And weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics in their archive so you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon, and whether you're fishing out of the boat or wade fishing or kayaking, AnglerU's got you covered. Go to AnglerU.com to become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. You can save a ton of money, folks. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great,
But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 440 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Matagorda way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to. Tommy, good morning. What's up, Tommy boy? Well, we had him, and I guess we don't have him.
No,
there he
is.
Hey, man.
I'm here. Yeah, I didn't hear the beep until that right there at the last minute.
Well, Jace is just so smooth bringing you in. You know, you just...
Wasn't there.
Well, what's up?
Oh, man. Nothing, man. Not the temperature.
No. It is better this morning than it has been, though. We'll take it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be in the 60s or something today.
Yeah. If you're on the high ground, it might hit 70, you know, inland.
Yeah. I'll be in the water. Well, on the water. I'll be fishing.
Right.
But we're going to go check it out. We're going to go see how it is today. It looked like the best day of the week, really.
Right.
I think well, maybe we might tomorrow have tomorrow too. Morning. Yeah.
The wind's going to switch morning. Back over to the north.
Yeah, and then you're done for a while.
Yeah, next week looks like a...
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Yeah, it's a...
I mean, all the way to what, at least
tackle
Thursday.
And, stay high and dry. And warm.
Yeah, I mean, all the way to, it doesn't warm up really till Thursday, does it? Not even that much.
If you call that a warm up.
Yeah, that's what I mean, not that much.
You know, after 20s at night for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And it looks like probably next weekend, 59 and 67 are the two highs with lows of 36 and 44, so.
Yeah, well, Yeah, so next week's pretty much a wash.
Yeah, it's,
I guess, but we'll hit it today and see what happens. I don't know a whole lot of, there just hadn't been a lot of people doing a whole lot of fishing, but I do know a few trips that happened this week, but it was slow.
Yeah.
You know, nobody did good. It was a slow bite, the couple people I talked to this week.
Right.
It was pretty tough. So hopefully today it turns around. Maybe that's this warm. Maybe they'll eat today midday.
Right.
See what happens. You know, I don't know. You know, everybody said the water got really cold this week. All the reports I heard were mid-40s.
Yeah, it was enough stunned turtles down that way, you know, all down the coast. Yeah. I saw all the rescue videos and guys going fishing ended up picking up turtles.
Yeah, I heard anything from 45 to 47 is what I heard most of the week, what the water temp was. And wasn't many, I mean, a couple fish caught, but it was very slim. Most people didn't do too good.
Right.
Just slow. We just need this warm up. You know, today that sun comes up, if it gets in the 60s, they might eat real good today, midday.
Yeah, where the tides are and everything, and moon and all, I'd say midday bites are best. From
now, I did hear, I take that back completely. I did hear some people call some redfish. I did hear a few redfish stories.
Yeah, that's what Charlie said yesterday.
Yeah.
All he's been hearing about is mostly, you know, the good fishing, red fishing right now.
Yeah, that's what I was, I forgot to say that. I did hear some redfish stories, and I did hear one wading story of a guy, or I did, a friend of a friend caught some fish wading the first part of the week, earlier in the week.
Mm.
He caught a few wading, but drifting's definitely been slow, but just been cold. We'll see. I think maybe they'll eat today and tomorrow, and then everybody hunker down next week, I guess.
Yeah, everything I'm hearing, you know, all the fish that are being caught are close to deep areas, and they're in 6 to 8 feet of water.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of them.
Right. We don't have a whole lot of 6 to 8 foot of water.
No, you don't. I was just fixing to say that.
We don't have any of it unless you're fishing in the intercoastal or the river or diversion. River,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have any of that. Especially not with these low tides.
Yeah, you know, with East Bay the way it is, you know, it's not a severely shallow bay, but it's, you know, compared to the upper coast up this way it is. But
yeah,
and when you pull these good fronts and that water starts getting cold, those fish, I mean, do the majority of them drop into the intercoastal? What do they do? I mean, are they just go out and lay on the bottom out in the middle?
It's funny, me and Glenn Ging just talked about that yesterday, what we really thought they did. And I don't know, I mean, obviously we don't know for sure, but I think the ones that are close to the intercoastal, you know, they'll use those cuts. But man, it's hard for me to believe that. I mean, I guess it can happen, but it's hard to believe those fish that are all the way in that far condo pocket or up, you know, on that south shore line.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to travel that far to get deep water. I don't think they know. They're just living where they live.
Right. Unless their internal GPS is really good and they're going to swim 3 or 4 miles.
Yeah.
And know exactly where that gulf cut is to come out, you know. I don't know. I think they just fall out to the middle.
I think they just drop with the water and get the deepest water possible. Because look after a freeze, you know, where all the fish gills are. Those fish didn't even think about moving anywhere.
No. I think they just go straight out towards the middle a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they fall out in the middle. Well, the deepest you got, you might have 4 foot over there.
Right.
When it's low like now, you know. Summertime, yeah, you got a little deeper water, but right now you don't got much over 4 foot over there.
Yeah, that's why those fish get hit so hard and freezes. They can't get under that cold water.
They can't get far enough down because it's too low.
Can't deep. Do it.
I mean, not deep enough. So that's what I think. I, I just don't think they just blindly swim, you know, a couple miles over to the Gulf Cut and go out. I don't know that they do that.
Right.
I just don't think they do. I think they just fall out there towards the middle and hope for the best, basically. But because that's, yeah, I don't know. It's funny. We did talk about that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to go out there and cut a few drifts today and see if we can see what's going on out there. Hopefully the water temperature gets in the 50s.
Well, it's close.
Hopefully it'll, yeah, I know. Maybe, you know, midday today with sun out and 70.
Well, it's right on that cutting edge of being warm enough, but then when you pull a week like we're going to get next week, that's, we're going to have to follow it close, see how see how our fish react to it. But anyway.
Well, you know, David Hope went, he fished the first part of this week and said it was like 45 and 46, and you
that's
know
only about three. 6 or 7 degrees away from critical, you know.
Yeah,
because once you bust below 40, you stick it in 39 38, that's
man, problems.
That's not good. That's
no, I've heard even low 40s will start having problems.
Yeah, they start reacting to that. Not good in
they
a
start
good way
not swimming good. Yeah, not no. swimming good.
Right,
I heard a biologist tell me that one time, like 42-ish, 43, they start, can't swim right.
Right. It affects them. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you. And if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing after this weather breaks, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as we get a warm streak after all this, it should be lights out.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I mean, it should be ready to go. Yeah, they can get me on Facebook, Tommy Alexander, but the best way is my phone, 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, you have a good day, and cross your fingers for next week. We'll see how it goes.
Yep, that's what we're doing. That's
all
exactly
right,
what we're doing. All right.
Hang in there. See you, man. Later.
Later, Mick.
All right. All right, that's Tommy Alexander. Now let's run down the coast to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. How's it going?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
What's going on, Snooky?
Oh, not much. Just
been doing a little snooking.
Hanging out. Yeah. Been doing a little bit of everything lately, actually.
Right.
But doing a lot of snook fishing. You know, we've been doing some trout fishing. And we actually had a really good week of trout fishing, too, so it was pretty good. Let me see. Yeah, as soon as I got off the phone with you last week, I dove right into it. We were in some colder weather, you know, by the last time we talked. It was getting pretty cold out there, and we ended up catching some good fish. Over the weekend, we caught a bunch of speckled trout, a bunch of snook. You know, it was pretty good. We had that cold snap. I had a one-guy charter. I've worked every day since we talked. I didn't take any days off last week, so I had to work through Sunday and everything, but the fishing was so darn good, I didn't mind it. We stayed out there, we were bouncing jigs on the bottom and stuff and getting some stuff. That cold snap really had the fish kind of fired up.
Right.
We are doing our water temps right now. When I'm hitting the water in the morning, it's like 58. And when I'm getting off the water late afternoon, it's like 61. So it's kind of fluctuating. It was pretty much in that range all week.
That's perfect.
And we whacked them. We whacked them. It was actually a really good week. We had one slow day, you know. I had a gentleman... Joe Ducharme, the Ducharme family, they hear the show and stuff. He's actually a bass fishing guide out of Del Rio. And they came in, this was probably Monday, Tuesday, they had a crew of people, not a crew of people, but it was three of them. And boy, they came in and the fish were really lit up for them too. I mean, we went trout fishing and we went snook fishing. We had full days. Two full days together, and I mean, man, we got lucky. Every spot we stopped, we were catching, you know, big trout. We caught this week, maybe 20, at least 20 trout, you know, in the 25 to 27 inch range. You know, we caught a lot of very
nice
big trout.
Fish. You bet.
A lot of very big trout and a ton of trout that were like over 20 inches and stuff. And didn't keep a single one of them all week. Must have caught 500 keeper trout. Just whacked them this week.
Awesome.
It was great.
Wow.
Let them all go too, which was even better. And then when we were snook fishing, the snook were doing really good too, especially the first few days with that one family. You know, we had a couple of doubles, you know, double hookups with 30-inch fish, and it was great. You know, bottom bouncing big jigs for those. Some of the fish, some of the trout were kind of suspended in, you know, 16, 15 foot of water, kind of moving deep, and then some of them were just in the regular kind of 4 foot type deal, you know.
Man.
It was a pretty darn good week of fishing, you know. I was pretty happy. We did great every day. I think we had one day where it was kind of slow, but that was a miserable day. I went out there and it was so cold and it was rainy also, and I could only have so much gear on. Like, I couldn't put everything on.
I know it.
So I had to leave my onesie off so that way I could fit my rain gear on top of my regular gear, you know.
Right.
And I chose to be protected from the rain, but not as much from the wind. And boy, I was just like miserably cold for. I remember it was like hour three of the day, and I was thinking that I was already ready to go home. And it was just an 8 hour day. I still had 5 hours left, so it's one of those ones, you know. And the fishing's so good that, you know, I'm unhooking every single fish for three people, and
right,
it is just nonstop, and your hands just never get dry, and that braid starts slicing through pretty easy, you know, landing fish.
Cracks in the hands from the braid.
Yeah.
Oh man,
oh, it's brutal.
I earned it that day.
Yeah, I earned it that day.
Yeah, you did. That's the day the deer were going nuts down there at Blaine's. Is the day it was cold and rainy. Man, big deer were moving everywhere. They were smoking them.
Wow. My mom and dad went up to the ranch, but they didn't get up there until, I guess, a couple of days ago, and it was already kind of in the 60s.
Yeah.
And they've been seeing them, but not as much. Not like when I was up there 2 weeks ago.
You're right.
Not like they're running for me and stuff, but we're still doing all right. My dad was up there. He still saw some good stuff, so that was good. But, our fishing was slow. So we did one morning again, and then the morning was slow. I think we got 8 trout and 8 snook. That was the slowest day of the week. And so we decided to fish an afternoon yesterday. That was 2 days ago, and then yesterday we fished the afternoon and went out and did really good. There was also a rocket launch yesterday, so there was like ridiculous traffic driving and stuff.
About all that.
Yeah, it's just so all that stuff was happening while we were trying to fish. You know, it's like crazy traffic and stuff. But we did tear them up yesterday. We got a bunch of very quality snook while we were fishing in the afternoon. A few fish in the 30-inch range, 32,
right?
Inch range actually, and. It's a crew of people from Minnesota.
Well, that's awesome.
It's kind of like it's always good with those guys.
Well, you're in the right place for this time of year. You know, the weather's a little bit warmer down that way, and the water temps stay up, and the fish bite. That's good stuff. Well, Brian, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you and get with you about coming down and hooking up, how they get a hold of you, man?
Sure. I've definitely got a bunch of availability coming up. A lot more opened up in March and April. Still really good snook fishing, really good flats fishing that time of year. So, yeah, definitely give me a call. Area code 956-755-9413. Or you can check out the website for more information, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Brian, have a good weekend. Good talking to you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe.
For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.